Some people love to paint.
I go to work, I paint somebody's house, they're excited about it. This is the dream.
Some of you don't.
Paint your house, paint your fence.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of homeowner, we'll help you out. We're talking paint with PPG Pittsburgh Paints. It's Rosie on the house.
Well, we like putting a smile on all of our listeners' face. We're talking paint today, and then that always results in a conversation about cracks, and there's nothing about cracks in your stucco that'll put a smile on your face. But I want y'all to know that as we're talking our way through exterior painting tips, tactics, and tools, you need to know that PPG, Pittsburgh Paint, has recently joined or absorbed or purchased the entire Glidden field of products, and they're now up to 12 stores in all of Arizona. They're proud sponsors of Rosie on the House, and on our website, Rosie on the House, you can now get $30 off $100 of any purchase of the PPG Architectural Coatings, Pittsburgh Paints, or Glidden Professional Paint Grade. So we're going to say this over and over and over again. A great paint job starts with a great prep job. But a great prep job can be totally ruined by cheap paint. So we're going to be encouraging you to whatever brand you have been using in the past, we want you to take this coupon at rosieonthehouse.com and get into one of the PPG Pittsburgh Paint stores. Dale, what statewide phone number do we want to use to get homeowners to call, and then they can get the addresses of the stores closest to them?
Yeah, Rosie, I'd like to have them call our main location, which is in Tempe.
Okay.
And the phone number there is 480-784-4000.
That's easy.
You're right.
480-784-4000.
That's the reason I picked that store, not because of the location. It's just an easy phone number.
Okay. And then we can get them on the phone, give cross streets of where we live in Arizona, and they'll direct us to the nearest store. There's also a store locator map on your website that you can get to through Rosie on the House. So that's another way you could get the little master map.
That's right, Rosie. No matter where they are, we have a store relatively close to them. And the other thing I want to mention is because of our partnership with you, we have set up a special Rosie on the House account.
Yeah.
And we have assigned a pricing level to that. So that
you're actually selling to our listeners at the same price you would sell to my company.
That is correct. They're welcome to come in and get the same prices that the big boys do.
So when you walk in one of these stores with the coupon, tell them you're buying on Rosie's account.
Tell them you're a Rosie listener.
Okay.
And they'll get the best pricing on top of the $30 off coupon.
God, that's great. We appreciate that. That's awesome. I'm sure the Arizona homeowners are going to appreciate it too. And once they've used these products, I think Jennifer has used several different brands of paint. She recently redid our guest bedroom in your manor hall, and she went nuts.
That's a great paint. I love
working
with it.
That's like paint with butter.
It's like melted butter.
It is.
It really is.
It's awesome.
It's a urethane modified acrylic. It has a very high scrubability, cleanability factor. A really good choice for the inside of your home.
Let's get back to this stucco crack a little bit. We've got some calls loading up. Somebody Cindy in Glendale has holes in her stucco, and then Joe in Flagstaff wants to know about painting at high altitude. So we're going to get to those. But before we do, let's get back to repairing these cracks. We've repaired the top of the parapet with elastomeric. We've come down the surface with the power washer, cleared everything up, and now we've got these cracks that are as thick or thicker than a credit card. How are we going to make them disappear?
Okay. The first thing you want to do is V those cracks out so that you're giving your caulking compound something to hang on to. Right?
That's with a margin trowel. That's with a firm, rigid one-inch putty knife.
Right. Right. Yeah. The stucco will scrape away relatively easily. There are tools made specifically for doing that. And then it's really important that you pick a caulking compound that's designed for exterior use on walls. Don't just grab the cheapest tube at wherever you shop at, because what's going to happen is if you don't do it right, you paint your wall, now your crack is going to be showing up like a roadmap through your brand new paint job.
It's going to shout at you. Call it flashing.
Flashing, yeah. Telegraphing. It's important that you take the time when you apply this compound to work it down so that it's level with the surrounding surface. Don't leave it proud or leave it high.
Now, before I caulk, when I'm V-ing out that joint, before I do anything else, I take an air compressor and I blow that thing out. It's full of that loose sand that's in the stucco texture itself.
Right.
So I blow it out. I get it as dry and clean and pure as I can. And in the old days, I would take an elastomeric caulk, and then I would take one of the old-fashioned hand pump bug sprayers, and I would blow sand into the caulk, and then I would use a sponge trowel and sponge over that to come. But now you don't have to do all that stuff.
No,
that was in the old days.
Yeah, you know, the technology gets better every day, and some really brilliant guy said, hey, why don't we put some sand in the caulk so it looks like the rest of the stucco, right?
I wish that would have been my idea.
Yeah, me too, Rosie. But anyway, it's really important that you do the work properly and take the trouble to make this caulk joint be as invisible as possible.
And we're going to let the caulk set for how long before we put our first coat of paint on it?
Follow the manufacturer's directions. It varies by manufacturer. It varies by even brand, you know, within the family.
Very good. When we get back, it'll be Cindy in Glendale repairing holes in her stucco prior to painting. And again, Joe in Flagstaff wants to know about high altitude painting. When we get back, we've got open lines. If you'd like to ask a question about a paint project at your home, this is your chance.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.